a Carbondale resident did not come close to beating a current U.S. representative in the Republican primary for the 3rd Congressional District. Same goes for a Republican Garfield County Commissioner candidate. Carbondale resident Alex Beinstein snagged about 20% of the vote statewide in his bid to unseat Congressman Scott Tipton. Beinstein said Tuesday night that the primary results were a surprise.
I got a false impression. I really felt like we had done decently the last couple of months, but I guess I was pretty naive. I thought we would be able to get more unaffiliated voters.
Beinstein says he does not regret anything about his campaign and isn't sure what he'll do next. On Tuesday, Congressman Scott Tipton did not appear to publicly acknowledge winning the June primary. In Garfield County, SILT trustee Aaron Diaz was hoping to beat fellow Republican John Martin in a bid for a seat on the Board of County Commissioners, but Diaz ended up getting only about 20% of the vote.
I did what I wanted to do in trying to bring forth the issues about the need for economic development and diversification in this county. And close to a third of the people in this county, I think, you know, at least on the Republican side, agreed with me on that.
In Pitkin County, Valley natives Greg Poshman and Scott Ryder will advance to the general election for a commissioner seat. Poshman received about 45% of the vote and Ryder 32%. The third candidate, Hawk Greenway, garnered 23%. Poshman says he does not want to campaign hard in the next few months, instead giving voters a break before the real stumping occurs this fall. But he does have this plan.
I'm continuing my listening tour. I'm going to reach out to everyone, to Hawk and Hawk's people in the community that were backing him.
Scott Ryder thanked his supporters in a statement released Tuesday night. Republicans in all three counties chose incumbent Joyce Rankin to continue representing the 3rd Congressional District with the State Board of Education. Statewide, Republicans chose El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn as the GOP nominee for the U.S. Senate. In Garfield, Pitkin, and Eagle counties, however, Republicans narrowly chose former Democrat Jack Graham instead. Voter turnout was the highest in Garfield County, according to the Colorado Secretary of State's office that tallied up to nearly 27%, with Pitkin County at just over 18%. Eagle County's clerk and recorder estimated that county at about 17%. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.